Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour two kicking off on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. We're going to the hotline to welcome onto the program Bruce Levine, a baseball analyst for The Score in Chicago. We broadcasted from there during the division series. Of course, the Cubs advanced and lost in a league championship series against the Dodgers, who are now up 1-0 on the Astros in the World Series. Bruce Levine covers the Cubs very well in Chicago. What's up, Bruce? Good to talk to you again. You're on the air in D.C. How you been?
Hey, it's good to talk to you as well. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of the World Series here. And a lot of side stories are going on right now in baseball as well with the manager and coaching hunt around the game.
No doubt. We'll get into the World Series in a few moments. But we're having you on because you can shed some insight on one of the top candidates for the Nats vacancy. So let's start with Dave Martinez. He interviewed for a job here going back three seasons ago, or more actually, when they brought in Matt Williams. What's your take on Martinez as a future manager, and tell us a little bit about the bench coach for the Cubs?
Well, I think he's a strong candidate. You know, he's learned a lot under Joe Maddon all these years, going back to 2007 when he first became the bench coach for Joe, and got a great baseball resume, 17 years in the game, you know, very well respected. As far as his acumen goes, the idea that he has learned a lot and has also been a guy that's communicated both with the Latin players as well as the players that are from this country, a big plus for him. He's a great instructor. He's a wonderful outfielder, base running instructor. And he has a positive approach that so many people always have, where even when you're teaching something to somebody that has gone through something negative, you always use a positive approach to teaching. So very few negatives come up when you're talking about the coaches that have learned under Joe Maddon, and Davey is the same way. Just a really good guy, and a guy that I don't think he's necessarily interviewed great in the past, but he has interviewed with Mike Rizzo, and he goes back to Mike back 25 years to the Chicago White Sox system when Davey was a player there, and Mike was a scout with the Chicago White Sox at that time. So if indeed he's the guy, he's a very strong candidate, I believe. And I think that, you know, people in Washington and the family that runs the organization will like him very much.
At MLB, Bruce Levine for our guest. Bruce Levine joins us here on Grant and Danny talking some Dave Martinez, bench coach in Chicago. Bruce, this isn't – listen, job security is not the name of the game when you're talking about Major League Baseball managers. Some guys get tenure and they're just part of the furniture there. For the most part, though, it's almost you're permanently on the hot seat, it seems, in a lot of places. Well, add whatever factor you want here to this Nationals gig. The perception from the outside is that and inside, truthfully, in a lot of ways, is that the learners are unpredictable and they don't value the managerial position and they haven't had a great history with the spot. True or not, that's kind of the perception. Eyes got to be wide open here, though, for Dave Martinez. Have you spoken with him at all? And kind of what is your perception about this job here specifically?
Well, I talked to him before this job came up. We were talking more about the Detroit job because he was supposed to get an interview during the playoffs with Detroit, but he wasn't able to get away because of the playoff structure and the strange events that occurred for the Cubs on different flights. They had a rain out one day, as you guys well know, in Washington, and then you know, 12-hour trip from Washington to California because of the illness of Jose Quintana's wife. So, from that perspective, you know, he was more when I talked to him, he was more about the Detroit job. But you know, he's encouraged. I think that the fact that he's already interviewed with Rizzo and Rizzo knows his strengths and weaknesses as far as the interview process goes. My guess is that it's John Farrell and it's Davey Martinez, and that if the Lerner family want to interject themselves like they normally do in these situations, and there's nothing wrong with it, they own the team, every right in the world to be involved. You know, maybe they'll lean toward the veteran guy, but my perception is that Mike Rizzo likes Davey Martinez a lot, and he's got as good a shot as any to get the job.
Our guest covers the Cubs in Chicago. Here's my concern whenever, Bruce, I look at new managers who haven't done it before, and I understand that until you get to manage, no one really knows how you're going to handle situations. Dusty Baker is a great manager in the clubhouse. He's an outstanding communicator. He checks all the boxes from people's skills standpoint, which is really the area that we know right now about Dave Martinez, but he's not going to be an upgrade over Dusty Baker in that regard. In-game strategy, tactical decisions, those are the things that Dusty was flawed at. How do we know how Dave Martinez will handle a bullpen, how he'll handle situations in the seventh and the eighth inning? Because that's where they've got to upgrade, and I don't know how you evaluate that.
I'll give you that answer with another projection that people weren't aware of, and that is Dave Roberts. How did anybody know how Dave Roberts was going to manage or handle a pitching staff? I think right now a lot of people believe Dave Roberts is one of the top managers in the game from just what he's done over the last 2 years. No real resume before that as far as managing. So there is a leap of faith, and you're right. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But the projection is that you give a manager a good support system, put good coaches around them. The one thing in Washington you don't have, you do not have that good feeling that if you do a good job, you're necessarily going to be kept, because the learned people, as you said, really don't respect the middle manager. They look at a middle manager in baseball like they do a middle manager in their other businesses, and they think they're interchangeable parts and things that can, you know, I can't tell them that they're wrong. I mean, they continue to contend. They just don't get to that next level. So, you know, did Dusty Baker deserve to be fired? No. Did he deserve to get a 3 or 4 year contract? No. So, from their perspective, they caved into the public opinion. They went the other direction here. But I think Davey Martinez brings a lot to the game. And Washington's going to continue to get younger as well as. They're going to stay good, but they're going to get younger. You know, if they can't sign Harper, they're going to have tons of money to replace Harper with other players. This is a very viable team run extremely well by Mike Rizzo. So I have a lot of faith in that the support system for Davey Martinez or whatever manager that comes in will be good around him as far as the coaching staff and Mike being there. But, you know, we know that Mike has a year left in his contract as well.
Bruce, in what ways is Dave Martinez like Joe Maddon, who's something of a rock star in the industry, it seems like? Everything he does turns to gold. And in what ways is he different, kind of his own man?
Well, he's a good man because, I mean, he doesn't have the verbal finesse that, you know, Maddon has. I mean, Maddon has the gift of gab. And Davey is an articulate guy. He's a smart guy. But he doesn't have that way, the charming personality that Maddon has. Very few people have that. So Davey will be more straightforward. He'll be honest, just like Joe is. But from the perspective of dazzling people with, you know, his conversation, that's not the type of guy he is. He's more like a Dave Roberts type guy. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's got a tremendous amount of experience, a lot of street credibility from the people that he's worked with and the players that he's worked with. Again, it's not a real sexy choice. But I think in the case of the Nationals, if they're looking for a young manager who's got it all, you know, going toward the future, I think it's a very good choice if Mike decides to take Davey. But is he different? Yes, he's very different. I think he has a more direct way with players. He's an outstanding outfield coach, outstanding base running coach, and you know, again, he has a way of turning a negative into a positive with players. And that's resonated with the entire clubhouse that he's been around.
Bruce Levine, The Score in Chicago. Great job covering baseball for a long time. Hey, Bruce, before we let you go, just want to get a broad brush thought on the World Series. Dodgers take a 1-0 series lead. Kershaw struck out 11, was fantastic in 7 innings last night. Dodgers bullpen dominated. Justin Turner hits a game-winning 2-run homer. Your thoughts on that matchup and LA's 1-0 series lead?
Yeah, I like Houston in this series, only because if it's not Kershaw, I think that the Houston hitters can get to the other Dodger pitchers. You know, if Darvish pitches like he did against the Cubs, he's going to be tough. But I think they can get to Rich Hill tonight. I think there's a tremendous mix of really good hitters. Houston right and left-handed, and I like Houston in this series. I know it's hard to pick against the Dodgers, who have won, 8 out of 9 games so far in the playoffs. They're an outstanding team, and when it gets to the end of the bullpen, it's almost like hopeless, but I think that Houston can get to their starters enough times to make this a Houston win in 7 games.
Bruce, great with us. Really appreciate the time today, man. We'll talk soon.
Enjoy it. Take care, guys.
Thanks, bud.
Bruce Levine, who covers the Cubs in Chicago on The Score, our sister station in the Windy City, joining us on Grant and Danny. Now you know a little bit more about a potential future manager of the Washington Nationals, Dave Martinez. Next, how should Jay Gruden handle his wide receiver core? What should he do with Terrell Pryor, who is scuffling? How much work for Josh Doctson? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.